The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we move in our discussion, we want to look at the topic tonight of technology. And more specifically, that has technology killed our souls? Has this proliferation of technology, of social media, of the various applications that I'm sure most of us in this room have loaded on our phones right now, has this killed the human soul? Has it made us to be, we have no care for anybody or anything other than ourselves? You know, if you look at the way that many of the modern psychologists and the experts who are analyzing the human behavioral pattern, when they describe the technology, and whether that be your phone or your tablet or your computer or whatever it may be, they refer to technology as the new heroin, a drug which is as addictive, if not more addictive, than many drugs that are out there on the market. And they've done medical studies to see how the dopamine levels, how those areas of the brain which are triggered by things like alcohol, things like drugs, how they are also triggered by the use of technology and certain stimulation that we get from looking at certain things, from just our experience online. And definitely when you see sometimes our children when they are engrossed in the video game and you see how they are fixated on the screens, we realize that this technology, for as much good as it has given us, I mean, we're all using technology right now. I have a microphone in front of me. We have speakers. There are lights. There's a camera. There are fans on. This is all technology that we are using. Chairs are a form of technology. Before, people sat on the floor. This is all new things that we have. But for as much as all the goodness that technology has brought us, it's connected us in ways that we could not have been connected even 25 years ago. But with all of that benefit and great and usage that we have with it, how much harm has it also brought to society is a question that we have to reflect upon. And how we are so not connected, but how we are so attached really to the technology. When you look at this issue, we laugh at it, we think about, oh, it's so, what an irony of the world that we live in, and technology brought us to a standstill. We also recognize, as I said, that many of the health experts point to the fact that this over-consumption and over-usage of technology, it has many detrimental impacts on all of us, especially the children, the young boys and girls at those impressionable ages. When they should be out in a park having fun, playing, running around, getting dirty, falling down, getting hurt, picking themselves back up again, they're busy shooting aliens on a screen. They're busy playing video games which are harmful to them growing up at that age. And in fact, some of the research that I went through, and I'm not a mental health expert, so I'm not going to give you figures or details or claim to be an expert in mental health issues. Experts need to come and address those areas. But many of these experts, they do say that many of the mental health challenges that we see, especially in the younger generation today, is because of their heightened usage of technology. And not necessarily the usage of technology. It's one thing to have a phone, to phone somebody, to text your parents that you'll be coming home late or you've missed the bus or whatever. But it's the applications that are on these gadgets that our community, that the people are addicted to, that is causing these issues of mental health and other challenges that people are going through. You look at these applications, which are all free to download, but as we know, when something is free, It doesn't mean that the companies just like us so much they want to hand out apps. No, we become the products. They're mining data about us. And, you know, you might think, well, it's all innocent. I'm not doing anything illegal or bad online. But it's not a matter of, you know, us or of them using our data about us, about our likes, what we're following on social media. It's more so the fact that they can begin to tailor content that is going to impact us. You know, you look at one video maybe, or you Google some article about some very obscure topic, and then you'll instantaneously see that video's content about that begins to flood your feed. Right? And even if you didn't want it, you're just doing a research project on something completely irrelevant. But it's as if they know that you want more content on that, and they begin to feed that to you. You know, to validate what you're looking at and to give you more of it. Even if you don't want it, it still comes in the message feed on your social media. So, you know, again, this whole topic is about how or if technology has killed the soul of the human being. You look at something like Facebook, and it's really all about expressing our opinion, as if my opinion matters to the world, what I think is important. People see a comment or a post and they will like it, or they'll add an emoji and then they'll comment on it and they'll say, well, in my opinion, this isn't the right way to do this. In my opinion, Islam should be X, Y, and Z. Well, who asked for your opinion is one question, right? Unless you're Allah or the Prophet or the Imam, you don't really have an opinion on Islam. You can have an opinion on what you personally want to do, that's fine. But to impose it and say, well, I think Islam should be like this. And that's one of the things that something like Facebook does. It gives us the right to express our personal opinion. Or apps that, you know, you can collect what you like. Right? Pinterest, you can pin and you can make albums and collections of what you like. LinkedIn, where you can brag about your, you know, credentials, your promotions, how much work you've done, what companies you've worked for. All of these apps, you know, whatever they may be, it's all geared towards the self, about what I do, what I like, what I listen to, how I can dance, how I do this, how I do that. It's all about me, myself, and I. It's not about what the rest of the world is, you know, going through. Very rarely will you see believers post about what's happening in Yemen or in occupied Palestine or in many parts of the world where Muslims are suffering. It's more about personality, about myself, what I'm doing, what I enjoy, what I want to do. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But recognize the fact that these all do have, as I said, impact to our mental health, to many other areas of life that we may not be thinking about today, that maybe 5, 10, 20 years in the future, the so-called experts will come around and say, you know what? We never recognized when this technology was being pushed out that it had this kind of an impact. Right? This has been seen throughout humanity. Back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, they came out with a new birth control pill for women that you could have relationships, and if you were pregnant, you could take a pill and everything would be okay. But then they recognized 10, 12 years later that children were being born with physical defects, deformities, and they traced it back that these pills had not been carefully tested. Right? But it took them, you know, 10, 20 years to figure this out, that that pill was causing these physical defects or deformations or mental health issues in children. They're born with many sicknesses. And so today we don't look at it. We just think, well, we have the app. It's free. Download it. Use it. Have fun. You know, post photos on Instagram of where I'm going, what I'm eating, what I'm wearing. And it's all good, clean, harmless, fun, entertainment. But we don't know right now, brothers and sisters, that what are the impacts of these applications, of opening ourselves and our lives to the entire world. You know, we've seen already there's many cases of young men and women, not from within our community, but from the general mainstream society in Canada, who have been bullied, who have committed suicide because of the fact that, you know, they did things which they shouldn't have done, and they were end up killing themselves because of the situation they found themselves in. So we want to be careful if we're using this technology. Nobody's saying that you throw your phone away. Nobody's saying that you disconnect all these applications. But we have to reflect on what benefit are we actually getting from a lot of this technology. Is it really making our lives better? You know, by me posting what I'm eating, where I'm going, what I'm wearing, is it really making me a better person? Is it helping anybody? And what benefit is it to us in this world, but more importantly, in the world to come?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.